Esta es la lección 23 de Pimsleur, inglés 3.
Listen to this conversation.
Oirá
French.
¿Qué quiere decir francés?
Jorge, are you really leaving next week?
Yes, I am. Our project here is finished, and we have a new project in Montreal. I'm leaving for Montreal on Saturday.
You're going to Montreal? I didn't know that.
I know. They told me just a few days ago.
Do you speak French?
Only a little. My English is much better.
Listen again.
Jorge, are you really leaving next week?
Yes, I am. Our project here is finished, and we have a new project in Montreal. I'm leaving for Montreal on Saturday.
You're going to Montreal? I didn't know that.
I know. They told me just a few days ago.
Do you speak French?
Only a little. My English is much better.
You're speaking with an acquaintance. How does she ask what you did last weekend?
What did you do last weekend? What did you do?
Say,
El sábado fui a Filadelfia.
On Saturday I went to Philadelphia.
Usted pasó el día allí. Entonces dice literalmente, fui por el día.
I went for the day. For the day. I went to Philadelphia for the day.
Fui a un museo.
I went to a museum.
Try to say,
Y almorcé con un amigo mío.
And I had lunch with a friend of mine. I had lunch.
Dice con tono interrogativo. ¿Fue por el día?
You went for the day?
Answer.
Sí, frecuentemente voy a Filadelfia.
Yes, I often go to Philadelphia.
Generalmente voy en tren.
I usually go by train. Usually. I usually go. I usually go by train.
Pero esta vez manejé.
But this time I drove.
Había mucho tráfico.
There was a lot of traffic.
Especialmente en las carreteras.
Especially on the highway. On the highway.
El límite de velocidad es de 55 millas por hora.
The speed limit is 55 miles per hour.
Pero la mayoría de la gente maneja más rápido.
But most people drive faster.
She says,
Yo sé, me gusta manejar.
I know, I like to drive.
Cuando no hay mucho tráfico.
When there isn't much traffic.
Pero generalmente hay mucho tráfico. Cuidado con el orden de las palabras.
But there's usually a lot of traffic.
Especialmente en la mañana.
Especially in the morning.
Now she asks,
¿Cuál es el límite de velocidad en México?
What's the speed limit in Mexico?
Say,
en las carreteras.
On the highway.
Es como 60 millas por hora.
It's about 60 miles per hour.
Try to say.
Pero generalmente, la gente maneja más rápido.
But people usually drive faster. People. People usually drive faster. People usually drive much faster.
Now your acquaintance says,
oí que usted se va pronto.
Listen.
I heard that you're leaving soon. I heard that you're leaving soon.
Oí.
Listen and repeat.
I heard. 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 I heard.
Oí que usted se va.
Listen and repeat again.
I heard that you're leaving. Leaving. You're leaving. That. That. That you're leaving. I heard that. I heard that. I heard that you're leaving.
Ya ha oído
that
antes en las instrucciones. Con frecuencia se omite o se sobreentiende, pero por ahora sigo usando eso después de
I heard.
Ahora diga, oí que usted se va pronto.
I heard that you're leaving soon. I heard that. I heard that you're leaving soon.
Try to say,
oí que se va para Costa Rica.
I heard that you're leaving for Costa Rica.
Say,
sí, así es.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Apenas ayer me dijeron, recuerde el orden de las palabras.
They told me just yesterday. Just yesterday. They told me. They told me just yesterday.
How do you say
nuestro proyecto?
Our project. Our project.
Say,
nuestro proyecto aquí terminó.
Our project here is finished. Finished. Our project here is finished.
Mi próximo proyecto es en Costa Rica.
My next project is in Costa Rica. My next project.
Apenas ayer me dijeron.
They told me just yesterday.
She says,
no sabía eso.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Answer.
Hasta ayer.
Until yesterday. Until yesterday.
Yo tampoco.
I didn't either. I didn't either.
Now she says,
Oí.
I heard. I heard.
Oí que Roberto se va también.
I heard that Roberto is leaving too. I heard that Roberto is leaving too.
Say,
sí, nuestro proyecto aquí terminó.
Yes, our project here is finished.
Regresa a México. Regresa.
Listen and repeat.
He's going back. Back. Going. Going back. He's going back.
Back.
Indica un regreso. Si dice
coming back
o
going back,
depende de su punto de referencia. Aquí y en las siguientes lecciones, usted querrá decir
going back.
Ahora, intente decir regresa a México.
He's going back to Mexico.
Now try to say,
oí que regresa a México.
I heard that he's going back to Mexico.
She says,
yo no sabía eso.
I didn't know that.
Yo tampoco.
I didn't either. I didn't either.
Ahora usted añade, hasta esta mañana.
Until this morning.
Say that someone told you just this morning.
Someone told me just this morning. Someone told me. Someone told me just this morning.
Regresa la semana próxima.
He's going back next week.
Ahora, suponga que usted es Roberto Centeno y un colega lo ha invitado a cenar a su casa. Su esposa abre la puerta. Usted la saluda y le da unas flores. Ella dice, ¿qué flores tan bonitas? Primero, flores.
Listen and repeat.
Flowers. Flowers. Flowers.
¿Qué flores tan bonitas?
Listen and repeat again.
What beautiful flowers. Flowers. Beautiful flowers. What? What? What beautiful flowers.
Say,
¿qué flores tan bonitas? Literalmente, ¿qué bonitas flores?
What beautiful flowers. What beautiful flowers.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much.
¿Cómo contesta usted?
You're welcome.
Now she says,
por favor, pase y siéntese.
Please come in and sit down.
She says again,
¿qué flores tan bonitas?
What beautiful flowers.
Now she says,
mi esposo está arriba.
Listen and repeat.
My husband is upstairs. Upstairs. Stairs. Stairs. Up. Upstairs. My husband is upstairs.
Say.
Arriba.
Upstairs.
Mi esposo está arriba.
My husband is upstairs.
How does she ask if you would like something to drink?
Would you like something to drink?
Mi esposo está arriba.
My husband is upstairs.
Con los niños. Niños e hijos son lo mismo.
With the children. With the children.
Estará aquí.
He'll be here. He'll be here.
En unos minutos.
In a few minutes.
¿Le gustaría una copa de vino?
Would you like a glass of wine?
¿O una cerveza?
Or a beer? A beer?
Usando.
Some.
Pregunta. O quizá una agua mineral.
Or maybe some mineral water.
Say that you'd like a glass of white wine, please.
I'd like a glass of white wine, please.
She says,
Pensaba.
I thought.
Pensaba que la mayoría de los mexicanos.
I thought most Mexicans. Most Mexicans.
Try to say.
Pensaba que la mayoría de los mexicanos preferían vino tinto.
I thought most Mexicans preferred red wine. Preferred. I thought most Mexicans preferred red wine.
Now she says,
Mi esposo está arriba todavía.
My husband is still upstairs. Still upstairs.
Now she says,
Voy por su vino. Escuche y repita parte por parte.
I'll get. 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 Get your wine. I'll get. I'll get your wine.
Usted ya usó
get
antes para preguntar cómo llegar a algún sitio. Aquí quiere decir traer. Diga, voy por su vino.
I'll get your wine.
Ella lo hace. Luego dice, gracias otra vez por las flores.
Thanks again for the flowers.
Ahora, ella le muestra la casa. Como se acostumbra en Estados Unidos, en la parte posterior de la casa hay un patio al aire libre, cubierto de pasto, llamado
yard,
bordeado con un jardín de flores. Refiriéndose a esto, diga, ¡qué jardín tan bonito!
Listen and repeat.
What a beautiful garden. What a beautiful garden.
Say,
¡qué jardín tan bonito!
What a beautiful garden. A beautiful garden.
Hablando en términos generales, ella dice, sí, me gustan las flores.
Yes, I like flowers. I like flowers.
Ahora, su esposo llega y pide disculpas por su ausencia. Como dice él, estaba arriba con los niños.
I was upstairs with the children. Now he says,
oí que su proyecto.
I heard that your project.
Oí que su proyecto casi terminó.
Listen and repeat. I heard that your project is almost finished. Almost finished. Is almost finished. How does he say?
Oí que su proyecto casi terminó.
I heard that your project is almost finished. Answer?
Sí, regreso a México.
Yes, I'm going back to Mexico. I'm going back to Mexico.
La semana próxima.
Next week.
He says,
yo no sabía eso.
I didn't know that.
Ahora, su esposa ve que su copa está vacía. Ella pregunta, ¿le puedo traer otra copa de vino?
Listen.
Can I get you another glass of wine?
Now, listen and repeat.
Can I get you another glass of wine? Get you. Can I get you? Can I get you another glass of wine?
How does she ask?
¿Le puedo traer otra copa de vino?
Can I get you another glass of wine?
¿Y cómo diría, voy por su vino?
I'll get your wine. I'll get your wine.
Su esposo quiere una cerveza. Intente decir, por favor, tráeme una cerveza.
Please get me a beer. Get me a beer. Please get me a beer.
Ahora, su anfitrión le pregunta qué ruta tomó.
Say that you took the highway.
I took the highway.
Say,
pero había mucho tráfico.
But there was a lot of traffic.
Now you're at the home of another acquaintance. You have some flowers for his wife. How does she say?
¿Qué flores tan bonitas?
What beautiful flowers. What beautiful flowers.
Now she says,
mi esposo está arriba todavía.
My husband is still upstairs. Still upstairs.
Con los niños.
With the children.
¿Le gustaría tomar algo? Literalmente, ¿le gustaría algo para beber?
Would you like something to drink?
Ella podría preguntar de una manera más informal, diciendo literalmente, ¿le puedo traer algo para beber?
Try to say this.
Can I get you something to drink? Can I get you something to drink?
Answer.
Me gustaría una cerveza, por favor.
I'd like a beer, please.
Now her husband arrives.
Después de saludarlo, dice, oí que usted se va pronto.
I heard that you're leaving soon. I heard that you're leaving soon. Say.
Sí, regreso a México.
Yes, I'm going back to Mexico.
Nuestro proyecto aquí casi terminó.
Our project here is almost finished. Is almost finished.
Say that you're going back to Mexico next week.
I'm going back to Mexico next week.
Your acquaintance says,
La semana próxima. No sabía eso.
Next week, I didn't know that.
Diga que usted tampoco.
I didn't either.
Say.
Apenas ayer me dijeron.
They told me just yesterday.
Ahora, su anfitrión le ha preguntado si ha tenido tiempo de ver muchas partes de Estados Unidos. Diga, el domingo pasado.
Last Sunday.
Diga literalmente, manejé a Filadelfia por el día.
I drove to Philadelphia for the day.
Y hace unas semanas.
And a few weeks ago.
Tomé el tren a Boston.
I took the train to Boston. I took the train.
He asks,
¿Le gusta viajar en tren?
Do you like to travel by train?
Conteste brevemente que sí.
Yes, I do.
Say that in the train you usually read.
In the train I usually read. I usually read.
Say.
O escribo cartas.
Or I write letters.
Diga que generalmente... ¿Usted lee o escribe cartas?
I usually read or write letters.
Say,
No me gusta manejar.
I don't like to drive. I don't like to drive.
Cuando hay demasiado tráfico.
When there's too much traffic.
¿Puede adivinar cómo dice su conocido, a mí tampoco?
I don't either. I don't either. Now, how does his wife ask?
¿Le puedo traer otra cerveza?
Can I get you another beer? Can I get you another beer?
No thanks, not right now.
Este es el final de la lección 23. Este es el final de la lección de hoy. Mañana, cuando usted esté listo para la nueva lección, empiece en la pista número 2.